Listener note, this story contains adult content and language. In June of 2027, Samantha realized she had made a huge mistake. She didn't listen to her family, who warned her that joining Scientology would somehow, someway, ruin her life, and not make it better as it had promised.
This is my brother. He loves to draw. And this is my Aunt Vivian. I love her so much. She's developmentally challenged, but is the sweetest person.
Sam was a 22-year-old actress, living in the heart of Hollywood. She moved to California from a small town in the Midwest, hoping to cash in on her talents and make a name for herself.
I moved here and took classes at UCB. Met a lot of funny people, but always felt something lacking.
Like many aspiring actors, Sam scoured the classifieds for auditions and opportunities to connect with the creative center of the world. She stumbled upon a curious ad entitled, "Become a Perfect Communicator." It was a course offered to boost an aspiring performer's profile and skills.
I found this ad and I thought, this is perfect. It's an acting class meant to help me with communication. So I enrolled.
What Sam didn't know is the class was held at the Celebrity Center, a facility run by the local Los Angeles chapter of Scientology. What you will hear next is a recording of her first auditing session 8 years ago. It's a form of therapy with the use of a crude lie detector, an e-meter.
Have a seat. Try to be as comfortable as possible.
Okay.
Hold these cans in your hand. Not too tight. Is this your first time auditing?
Yeah, I'm new to this. Are these soup cans?
No. They measure small electrical pulses in your body that tell me on this meter if you have a ghost inside you.
A ghost?
Well, on higher levels we call them Thetans. They're spiritual beings that inhabit your body.
I'm not possessed.
Oh, we're all possessed. That's the point of these sessions, is to take control of the Thetan. These are ghosts inside us that cause all of our problems.
Okay.
Sam decided to play along, even though the auditor sounded like he was speaking nonsense to her. What she was to experience next changed her life for years to come.
And I was walking down the long corridor, and I saw this woman. Her back was turned. She was fully naked. She turned to me and showed me what she was holding.
She was naked? Can you describe that in a little more detail?
Yeah, she had no clothes on. And she turned to show me a rocket launching device. One of those toy rocket kits you get from Walmart. And she lit the fuse. I didn't notice at the time, but a full-on rocket capsule was perched behind her. Next thing I know, there was a hiss and an explosion. The woman rode the rocket through the ceiling. It literally went up her ass and launched her out of the building.
Stop. The e-meter is spiking here. Let's go back. So, you're saying it entered her asshole?
That's what I saw in my dream.
Interesting. Can you interpret this impression to benefit your own wellness? Are you maybe into ass play?
I think maybe this woman being naked symbolizes my vulnerability in this unknown city.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
And the rocket is
Scientology, right?
Yes. The rocket is Scientology tech, and it's launching me, a vulnerable woman, out of a building?
Yeah, I think it sounds like Scientology goes up your brown hole, your dirt button, and then the building is your former self, your shadow.
I guess so. I'm being launched out of my shadow with Scientology up my ass.
Exactly. Congratulations. You've cleared the imprint. So, how do you want to pay? Cash or...
This would only be the start of Sam's journey to total freedom. Or is it just the start of her self-imprisonment? Join us next time on Climbing the Bridge to see what challenges Sam faces next.